guys, welcome back to Tea Talks with Lex. I am so excited to be sitting down and filming this episode with you guys. We have a lot to talk about today, which, again, I'm super excited about. But if you're not already a follower of my podcast, please hit the follow button. I would love for you to join my little community here. I truly, truly love doing this podcast. This podcast is my baby, my passion project, my pride and joy, and I love it. So we are going to get started today with talking about Dr. Fauci. So obviously I'm behind by a week because I had family come into town. We had my son's birthday, so I had to take a little bit of a break, but I'm back in full swing. And are we really surprised? Are we really surprised that Dr. Fauci is saying what he is saying? And that the truth is coming out, that he lied about 6 feet social distancing, that his leaked phone call where he called our bullshit ideology would disappear if we were forced to, X, Y, and Z. So before I begin talking about Dr. Fauci, I need to preface this with some background about how my views on Dr. Fauci have changed a lot in the last 2 years. So we'll start at the beginning. At the beginning of 2020, I truly, truly believed Dr. Fauci knew what he was talking about. To some extent, I figured he was a doctor, he was a medical professional, he was a science researcher. He knew more than the rest of us. At least that's how I viewed it at the time. Then I saw from living with a nurse that, you know, people were still getting COVID with full PPE on. They were following all the rules, all the guidelines, and they were still getting COVID as nurses working in the nursing home. And then I saw what happened with our governor and the nursing home deaths and how he handled that at the time. Cuomo, and my brain really started switching gears when it came to Fauci. But the two things that really, really opened my eyes to Dr. Fauci and what he is about, I'm going to encourage you guys to read these books because I read this book and watch this documentary because when I did, my mind was truly blown. So, the first one is COVID-19 and predators. I'm sorry, and global predators. Let me pull up it because I read it on my Kindle. So, let me pull it up so I can give you guys the exact title. It says COVID-19 and the global predators, we are the prey, with instructions by leading COVID-19 physicians, Peter A. McCullen, MD, MPH, Elizabeth Lee Violet, MD, Vladimir Z. Zev Zelenko, MD. When I tell you that this book changed my whole perspective on not only just COVID-19, but Dr. Fauci, it really did. Along with Fauci Unmasked by Michael Knowles that was on Daily Wire. Those two things really made me see the reality of the situation. So I'm going to be honest with you. I did get the COVID-19 vaccine. Do I regret my decision? Yes. Do I wish I would have been a little bit more hesitant, a little bit more informed before making that decision? Yes. Do I wish that things could have been different? 100%. But as a single parent, I was terrified of losing my job, that I didn't think about any other repercussions. But I drew the line at my kid because New York was talking about making the shot mandatory for ages 1 through whatever, and I truly, truly, truly drew the line in the sand that my kid was never getting it. Like, that's where I drew the line. I was like, you can do whatever you want with me, but you will not touch my kid. And it's a decision I regret, especially now with everything going on. It's a decision that I wish I would have had more of a courage to use my voice and say that this was not okay. But I do believe that I was one of the Republicans who just kept her mouth shut and kept her head down to keep my job and not worry about everything else, that it kind of, I was the silent majority for a very long time, and now I am awakened to what is really going on, and I'm not being quiet. So I'm not surprised that Dr. Fauci was caught in a lie. I'm not surprised that Dr. Fauci did what he did. Dr. Fauci needs to be in jail. Let's be clear about that. He needs to be in jail. Honestly, I would have left Dr. Fauci alone, and I would have never talked about him testifying against Congress if he would just admit that he did, that he said certain things and that he did certain things, and he called himself the science instead of doubling down and denying what actually came out of his mouth. So that's really all I have to say. I'm glad Congress is looking into it. I'm glad Congress is doing something. I wish Dr. Fauci could just sit down and be real with the American people for once in his life, but he will never do that. And it's truly a shame that he won't do that. But it is what it is. Dr. Fauci, you belong in jail. And that's all I have to say to you. Marjorie Taylor Greene was probably my favorite person during this whole thing. And I just appreciate her, like, stating the facts that, you know, like, kids were in bubbles. Like, my son wasn't in school, but he didn't leave the house except to go to his grandparents. The blessing that I was given during COVID, and this is the only thing that I will say positive ever about COVID, is that I got extra time with my kid when he was small, and I was able to spend time with him. I was able to play with him. I was able to be home and not have to work and get paid. And that was a beautiful thing. Will I ever have that again in my life? Probably not. Do I wish I could find a way to work from home and be with my kid 24/7? Absolutely. But it's not foreseeable to do so unless this podcast or my Instagram takes off magically. Those are the only two ways. I will say that something that has really helped me deal with the guilt of getting the shot and, you know, keeping my mouth shut has been my relationship with God. I've really prayed. I've really, really prayed to God as to, like, should I open my mouth? Should I speak on things? And he has really laid on my heart that it's time for me to not be quiet. So, Dr. Fauci, I hope you face consequences. I don't have hope for you to face consequences because you're in the Democrats' pockets and you would rather, you know, not open your mouth, or they would rather protect you to protect themselves. But I really, really hope one day you get what you deserve, okay? Okay. Moving on to Trump and Hunter's both being found guilty. I'm not going to spend too much time on the Trump trial because we all know it's a load of crap. It is garbage. It is ridiculous. It is a political move and here's the thing, for those of you that don't realize it's a political move, you need to open your eyes, because if it wasn't a political move, Alvin Bragg wouldn't have passed it the first time. If it was truly about the charges, he would have not passed it the first time. So that's all I've got to say on that. Hunter Biden, you got what you deserved. I have an issue with you using addiction to try to get out of trouble. Having an addiction doesn't excuse your behavior. Okay? Having an addiction doesn't excuse the fact that you slept with your brother's widow. Having an addiction doesn't excuse you for not paying child support. You seem to like to use addiction or your status as an excuse to not do X, Y, and Z. Guess what? Nobody's buying it anymore. Halle Biden, all I have to say to you is that I truly, 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 truly sympathize with you. I do. You were in a situation that as a mom, I could not imagine losing the love of my life, having to explain to my babies. I would never want to be in your shoes, but I hope you realize that by throwing it in the garbage and sleeping with Hunter and letting him introduce you to drugs was probably the worst decision of your life. And I appreciate you saying now that you have a lot of regret. I just hope you are waking up to the fact that, like, you caused a lot of hurt to your babies too, whether it was intentional or not. And I truly hope you are getting the help you need, because you are the only person in this equation that I feel sorry for. And the only reason I feel sorry for you is because of your beautiful children, who deserve to have a mother because they already lost their father. They don't need to lose their mother too. So that's all I have to say on that. Actually, one more thing to say. Hunter Biden. Here's the deal. I have bitten my tongue on your gun charges. I have bitten my tongue on what you and your father seem to be doing behind closed doors. You know. But here's the thing. This is one of the many reasons I don't like you. Are these gun charges. Okay? You clearly live in a life of luxury where you thought you could get away with it. And you didn't. But here's my other issue with you. You had a child with a stripper. Okay? It's neither here nor there. You had a baby with a stripper. Things happen. My issue with you is that little child deserved to have two parents. You made a choice not to be involved. Fine. You made a choice not to pay. Guess what, buddy? The government doesn't care that you didn't pay. Just because your daddy's now president doesn't mean you get to pretend that you didn't pay child support. Number three, Joe Biden. Let me tell you a story. I got pregnant in 2018. Okay? My son's father has chosen to not be involved. But guess who is involved? His grandparents. So why don't you go be a grandfather to that grandchild? Because she deserves one. Instead of one that tells the media he knows nothing about it. And, yeah, so that's that scenario. Today is a kind of short episode. We're going to talk about one more topic, and then I'm going to go off for today and record some more episodes later. But I also want to talk to you guys about the fact that they are really trying to sell us on this beautiful story that none of what we're seeing in regards to Biden is real. It is real. He is glitching. He is having a hard time. He is not competent enough to be president. So here's the deal. We need to vote and we need to be serious about who we're voting for. No more of this nonsense of allowing them to get away with crap that they've been allowed to get away with. It's just really time. And I know that a lot of you may be struggling with speaking up like I did. And honestly, I was terrified to because of my job. But I've decided that if everyone in education gets offended about what I have to say, and if teachers have a problem with me speaking about curriculum and other things going on in education, then I don't belong there. Because the reality of the situation is that there's a lot of things going on in this country and there's a lot of things going on in education that need to be dealt with. And being silent for the sake of my job because I'm a single parent isn't really doing anything for me. So I've just decided that it's time to open my mouth. And nothing changes if we're silent. And I say that also to not only Americans, but to teachers. I know that I am not the only teacher that has kept her mouth shut, put her head down, and did what she needed to do to keep her job. But I'm finding that that's not the best way to handle this life and this journey that we're on. So I have become more vocal. Like I said, I love this podcast. I love doing it. It's my favorite thing to do. And that's why I've decided to speak on some things today, even if it's a short episode. So if you guys enjoyed this little bit of a shorter episode, but I do want to ask you guys if you could leave a comment in the podcast, wherever you're listening to this, and let me know how you would feel about some live streams to Rumble of the podcast on Sundays. I've been thinking about doing that. In the summer months, going live either like a Tuesday or a Wednesday when I don't have my kiddo, or a Sunday. So if that's something that you would love to hear from me, I would absolutely, absolutely love to hear it. So again, I hope you guys enjoy this quick little podcast, and I will see you guys and you will hear from me very, very soon. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your day off tomorrow. I know that some of us struggle with the Juneteenth holiday, but let's just enjoy the time that we get to have extra with our kiddos instead of the politics of it all. So hope you have a great day, and I will see you all. You will hear from me very, very soon.